As parents, we have a great opportunity to take advantage of New Year's. Let's use New Year's to help our children start thinking about New Year's resolutions, ways of making improvements in their lives, rather than us imposing them, helping them buy into it, make the choice, and then helping them learn, how do I actually help a better me take place?
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. And I'm your host, Ruthie J. We are getting really close to the New Year's and just talking about how to really change ourselves from the inside out as parents, and then how to get your child to want to change themselves. And Dr. Barnes, yesterday you talked about the whole cabbage fondue game that your wife set up. And you gave that idea last year. And I actually did something similar, not exactly that. We did a fondue game and found out my stepkids never had fondue. So we ate on the floor, had fondue. And we actually did write letters of things that we wanted to improve. I think it was just one. I said, just keep it down to one thing you want to change this next year. We put them in sealed envelopes. We said, we don't have to share with them. If you want to talk about it, you can. You don't have to. And so they're still under the tree. We put them under the Christmas tree, and we'll find out what happens this New Year's. And I remember what I put. So it's interesting to see what I put a year ago and where I am today. You know,
you're teaching a thinking process. Mm-hmm. And I had forgotten a tradition of ours till you just mentioned that. Our Christmas Eve service, we each write a birthday letter to Jesus and give a gift to Jesus in this envelope that we seal. And the gift is an attitude. And ironically, for the past multiple years, my gift was a better attitude towards my father-in-law, who actually just died this past month. Mm. And just a better attitude towards him. And it was a constant ongoing honing. And in the irony of this gift, of putting this in the envelope, my father-in-law died this past month, and we opened a letter from him. He was a pastor, and he orchestrated the entire church service. Now, all his sons but one are pastors. He picked me to do the sermon. Yes.
And it was a good thing all those years you put that out.
Just working. It wasn't his issues. It was my issues. And it was just an amazing.
So you mean his funeral service?
I did the service. Oh my the boys goodness. All spoke. Rosemary spoke. The boys are all men, senior pastors of great churches. Rosemary's got a Bible women's Bible study that's four times the size of my men's Bible study.
It's okay.
But he picked me to do. Yes, it is okay. Thank you for that affirmation. I needed the attaboy. But he picked me to do the service. But we each put those envelopes. And in our house, they go in a very beautiful red decorative box. And we always have extra people at our table for Christmas Eve. Almost always. Our family, but friends who are singles that could be with us. And they usually write them. I know one friend of mine, a guy, was terrified after what he wrote that I would open it. And he was very glad to have me mail. He wasn't with us the next Christmas Eve. He was married. Mailed the envelope unopened.
Yeah.
And I never opened it, but I knew because an email I got back from Dick saying, I was so grateful that you sent it sealed. After I wrote it, I thought, oh my goodness, he's going to read that, what I gave up to Jesus this year. But end of the day, it was a gift. It was a gift. And I didn't realize till I listened to you, it was a New Year's resolution for me anyway, of an attitude I wanted changed in me. This is a process we work through with our children of teaching our children, you know what? Yes, you're a sinner. You know what? Yes, there's problems in your life. But you know what? Yes, you have the power in you to change. Greater is he that's in you. You can work out the salvation experience of Jesus in me, to work it out into my daily life. But we have to teach our children to think about what needs to be changed rather than just accept the flaws, the sin. And then we have to teach them the process of making the change. And I think New Year's or Christmas, either way, provide us with a great opportunity to look at ourselves, establish something we want to change, ask Jesus to help, ask our parent to help with the process, and push on.
And the trick is not to just have an envelope and put it under the tree, pack it up with all the Christmas decorations, which happen to our letters, and then bring them out the next year, but to remember them and to establish the process of how you're going to change, so that when the envelope is stored away, you still have a way to remember it.
Yes. Well, we stored them away. We did exactly what you do. Mm-hmm. We stored it in that red decorative box, but we then, it was kind of the precursor to New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, we actually do ours, where we would pull the little toothpick and ask the question, what would you like to change? And so many times the change would be what you gave away to Jesus, whether it's telling the truth or me. I mean, 30 years ago, I get so angry so easily. I don't want to get angry anymore.
Right.
I'm tired of getting angry. And where Rosemary would ask in front of the children, what do you think it is? And I knew we'd have this discussion. That's my pride. You know, people can poke me and my pride comes out. You know, it's like a toothpaste tube. You poke somebody and what comes out of the tube? Me, pride. But the pride has an aroma to it called anger. And I don't want to be like that. I want to deal with that. I don't want to be egocentrically driven. because of my pride. But my children sitting here listening to their dad and mom talking across the table, and they're usually other people at the table too. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of one of those people, I don't care who's listening. I'm basically, when I'm talking like this, I'm talking to two people. I'm talking to God and I'm talking to Rosemary. And other people are just these ancillary listeners who mm-hmm. who happen to be probably too intimately listening to this conversation. Right. But it's okay, because I'm doing it on air anyway. So right. Here it is. But helping my children look, and, you know, God's got such a great plan for your life. And these are the seasons of analyzing what would you change? And then can we help you change?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's kind of one thing with elementary kids. But when they get older kids, and we talked Monday about how if you're the parent, you're the leader, the more intimate your changes that you expose are to the kids, the more they'll be open about what they think they need to change about themselves. And you do want to create that, but sometimes there's some things that are just a little bit too adultish for the kids. So what about then those middle school age or high school age children? They just don't want to talk. It's too humiliating for them, or are they just, they're embarrassed about
new.
It?
It's new.
Oh, yeah, it's a new concept.
In our table, because it was always there, it was just one of those things that you knew you could say it. In a new developing blending home, the process is a little different, and the parents kind of have to lead the way in putting on and being naked and not ashamed. I mean, just really putting things out there on the table.
Right.
And a middle school child might say, I don't know, what do you think I should change?
Because it was a challenge last year when we wrote the letters. Oh, yeah. It was like, do we have to do this? Yeah. This is so weird. You know, it wasn't like a pleasant...
Yeah,
the fondue was nice.
Well, because traditions have to start.
Right, right.
You know, and it takes a long time to get traditions to start. And I've got to be so ridiculously all in, but my spouse has to be ridiculously all in and act like this is fun.
That's important.
And it is important and difficult. I'm going to tell all the moms that are listening, you got to buy him in early on this process. And he's got to see the big picture. Yeah, because we don't know how to share ourselves the process. And so my middle schooler might say, I don't know. What do you think? And I said, well, you know, maybe if I were, and I remember being your age, and Tori, I was a lot like you. You and I are very similar. And I had a hard time being grateful for the things I had. I always wanted more. That might be one. I don't know. You know, it might not be you. I don't know. When you know it is. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, honey, when I was your age, I used to talk a lot about other people. And that's really gossip. And maybe that's, I don't know, is that, and I like open-ended sentences. I don't know, is that, and be fill willing to have silences. Mm-hmm. And when one of the other children at the table want to fill it in for them, oh, that's you. yeah. And you've got to say, whoa. This is Tori's time to think, because it's not just naming it as do you want to change it. And so, whoa, we're going to get to you. And I know you don't want everybody else helping you with yours. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to back off here. But I think we put some thoughts out on the table of getting mad at my friends all the time, or judging my friends, or whatever it is, and helping them process it. Now, if you have that one child who's very, 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 very sensitive and explodes, and I don't want to get into gender wars with you, but I think it's typically the female child.
Yes.
I think the male child's going to go, I don't know.
Yeah.
And we want the male child to learn how to have these kinds of discussions. He probably will be married one day.
Yeah.
And you want your daughter-in-law to say, thank you. He knows how to talk. Your female child who's so sensitive and everything is emotional all the time, if you have that child, I'll just leave it at that. Then I want to give that child a heads up, and I might want to say to that child, hey, we're going to the store. Mom wants some eggnog for the New Year's Eve thing. Hop in a car with me. You know that thing we're going to play? We played it last year. Or hop in the car with me. We're going to play a game for the first time this year. And the game is going to be areas of my life I would like to change. Areas of my life I think God wants me to change. Areas of my life I need to improve in. We're going to do that. And I just wanted to give you a heads up, because you're a lot like me. And when somebody asks me that question, I get very sensitive. What's wrong? There's nothing wrong with me. And honey, I know that because I know you. I get you because it's me. And actually what I'm going to bring on the table today, this time, is very personal. I'm going to talk about losing weight, or I'm going to talk about less television, or I'm going to talk about my anger. And I'm going to say that. But I wanted to, you know, just kind of give you a heads up. And if you were going to say now what you think that would be, what do you think that would be? And I want to help them have that process so that I can go with them. Well, that's one. And you thought of anything else? Well, Daddy, you're obviously thinking of something. What is it? Or whatever. And well, you know, how you get your feelings hurt so easily, maybe. Nobody wants to hurt your feelings, or how you get so emotional. Part of that's a wonderful thing about you, but part of that's, you know, you're in tears easily. You know, what I want to change about me. And then when it comes to the table with that child, and that child says, can I go first? Because they're prepared.
Right.
And they put it on the table, and it's not perfect, but it's there. And I go look at that chair and go, wow, wow, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. Wow. And you begin the process of things I want to change about me in 2012. And as you do that, or whatever year we're in, but doing that, and then later on that day, as you're clearing the table or you're sitting with that child or whatever, say, you were awesome. I mean, mm-hmm. do you realize you set the stage for the entire thing by putting that out there? Well, Dad, you talked to me about it. I know I did, but you didn't have to set the stage. You were awesome. Take the difficult child and begin to set the stage, or the emotional child, or the explosive child, and begin the process so they have a heads up mm-hmm. before you get to the table.
And probably part of another thing you want to do, though, is create the environment for that. Because if it's a judgmental environment, and if you have multiple siblings and kids, you know that very quickly, oh, yes, that's you. I mean, it quasi turned that direction last year, yeah. I remember. And it was like, hold up, we're here just to say what we want to change, not to be judging others, because then it gets into a mess and everybody wants to be everybody's parent.
Yes.
But just the environment, then nobody wants to open up anymore.
Yes. So that I know when we get to you, we don't want us to have to help you with pointing fingers at other people and judging them. So let's just do this individually.
Right.
I didn't pick moms. Mom didn't pick mine.
You pick your own.
I pick my own. Now, let me admit that I sat with mom and talked about mine a little bit last night, and everybody will burst out laughing or not or whatever. I didn't mind getting help, but I asked for help. When people ask for help, that's when you give help. When people don't ask for help, that kind of makes me wonder if you're afraid for when we get to you. So let's just slow the process down. This is a process of people sitting down and learning. The whole goal here, here's the goal, learning to talk about myself at a deeper level, mm-hmm. learning to say to other people, I have a problem in this area. Can I get input? Learning the beginnings of the process of becoming a better me.
And how much easier is their life going to be when they know that I'm not perfect and I can improve always in different areas.
Yeah.
One of the areas that I've tried to change also and get better at is cooking too. So trying to teach the kids is daddy likes the pancakes just a little more golden than I would like them. So every time we have pancakes, I never do them enough because the way I like them is different than the way daddy. So it's sort of a public thing. Ruthie has to keep them on the griddle a little longer.
How do you not for fun make one black?
Yeah.
How do you not just for fun take it to the table for
because
all the
I'm
kids?
Because I'm so cheap, that means wasting
one pancake. Where
now we're getting real transparent
in
here.
In the humor of it all, taking it to the table, is it done enough? Oh, how have you not done that?
Right,
in my house, that would have been a given and we'd have been dying laughing. Who else would like a pancake like this? Yes. I think, though, you know, Ruthie, you arrive in this home so perfect. You really do. And I know you don't get it. And we all know we're not perfect. But to share it that and, you know,
and be okay with yourself not being perfect. Oh, I got to change that.
The night before one of our times, and there were other people at the table years and years and years ago. And I said this one before and saying to Rosemary, I think I'm going to share. I want to deal with my anger and pride. Do you think that's okay? To Rosemary, for the kids. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think that would be great. Mm-hmm. And so putting out on the table those issues so that we start to develop a pattern of these are deep things. I don't want to wear blue shoes anymore. I want to wear white shoes. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is, helping us really dig deep down inside, beginning this process of being able initially to share so that I could say to my wife, I don't want to deal with this anger. How do you help me process handling this anger appropriately? Slow to speak, slow to get angry, quick to listen. This New Year's resolution, fun games that we've talked about, this Christmas gift to Jesus under the tree in the box of what I'm giving of me is a beautiful, wonderful, absolutely incredible process of beginning to learn to seek God, put it before the family, and begin a process. It's also a beginning of somewhat of an accountability group to help me in the process to review on a regular basis.
And I have questions about that, so we'll have to cover that tomorrow on Parenting Today as we approach New Year's, talking about the discipline of change, changing yourself. And you're listening to Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm Ruthie J. If you want to hear this program again, share it on Facebook, on Twitter, or just hear it again, even sign up for the daily email blog that goes along along with this program. You can do that online at parentingtoday.org. You can also find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries, all that they do here, the multifaceted ministry that it is, even support the ministry financially and have that count for this year's taxes. You can do that all conveniently online at shfm.org. It's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And we hope you'll join us tomorrow for more on this topic of the discipline of change here on Parenting Today.